All right, welcome to Wednesday evening Bible study. We have decided to go to the beginning, the very beginning, Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. And this kind of study always brings up a lot of questions, a lot of discussion. We may cover the first two chapters. We'll see how it goes. We're not in any hurry. We'll just go the way the Lord leads. And so this very first verse creates a lot of questions. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So in the very beginning, God was already there. He was already there because this doesn't say God made a beginning. It says that in the beginning, God, he was already existing. And that is so difficult. I don't think there's a human being alive that can understand how God always has been, how he has not had a beginning, because he was already there at the beginning. And it says he created the heavens and the earth. Now, what we're going to see as we study chapters 1 and 2, there will be a statement made, and then they'll go back and start filling in the details. Now, verse 2 says, the earth was without form and void. I mean, there was nothing there. There was no life at this point. There was no vegetation. It was just barren. It was without form even. It may not have even been round at this point. It was just like a blob. It had no form to it. And it says, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Well, so that would indicate to me perhaps water. And then it says, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. So there you have the deep and you have face of the water. So you do have water. There's no mention of land at this point, but there's water. And that's very interesting too, because so many people doubt Noah's flood and say, well, the earth was never flooded with water. Yet at one point in time, it was all water. And so this is, now here, I want to interrupt here just for a second. Between 1 and 2, many people put the gap theory. Now, there are different details of the gap theory. But the gap theory says that there was a world, a creation, a civilization that existed between verse 1 and verse 2. And then there was great destruction and chaos, and God judged this pre-existing civilization, I guess you could say. And then it comes back and says the earth was without form and void and darkness because God had judged it. Now, this is simply an attempt by men, Christians, to compromise and work in millions of years, okay? Because many people believe that science has proven that the universe is billions of years old and the earth itself is almost 5 billion years old. And so they believe that, and they've got to fit that into the Bible. And the only place they know to do that is right there between 1 and 2. As somebody who has done several creation seminars and studied creation, I'm one of those radical young earth Christians. And many people think that's crazy because they just assume, because this is what's taught in public schools, that the earth is 4.6 to 5 billion years old. But there's actually a whole lot of evidence to indicate that it is not. But if I got into that, then we wouldn't get any further today, because I could talk about that for a long time. But I will say this, there's a lot of evidence to the contrary, proving that the millions of years, billions of years did not exist. However, many people believe that they did, and that's their opinion. And then what they're trying to do is work those billions of years in there. And that's why they're trying to get it in there somewhere, and they put it between 1 and 2.
But you said you think it's like 6,000.
6,000. 6,000. Yes. And there's a lot of good reason for that, too. Right. But we'll get into that another time. Okay. So here we have the earth is without form. It's all water at this point. The Holy Spirit is there, okay? And then God said, let there be light. And so, remember, there in verse 2, it said darkness was on the face of the deep. There was just blackness, darkness. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, what you might want to do if you have a Bible highlighter, kind of a neat thing to do, like what I did, I highlighted, let there be light. And then I highlighted first day down here so you can just glance and see what happened on each day. Because then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now notice that. It says, God said, and then there was. God said, let there be light, and then there was light. Okay, that shows the power of God. And God saw the light, that it was good. It's a good thing. And God divided the light from the darkness. He divided it according to time, and it's still divided by time. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, that word day in the Hebrew is the word yom, Y-O-M. And most of the time it means 24-hour day, but it can mean an indeterminate amount of time. Like, I might say, well, back in my day, we did things like this. Well, that means back in a certain amount of time, maybe when I was a teenager or something. Back in my day, we did that. It can mean that. And so people say, oh, that's what it means. We, you know, God didn't make it an actual 24-hour day. They just used that word day to mean any amount of time. But notice it says the evening and the morning were the first day. So when you have that word first, that has to do with numbers. And when you have evening and the morning, you can't say it any better than that. It can't be any clearer than that. We're talking about a 24-hour day. And in this case, that word yom means 24-hour day. Now, we know now that it's caused from the earth rotating, you know, and different areas getting in, you know, in the way of the sun. So the sun shines on it. We know that now, but of course, this is being written to people of all ages, and long before they knew how things worked in the heavens and the earth revolved. They used to think the sun went around the earth, you know, but now we know no different. But that's how he did it. That's what causes these periods of light and then darkness.
Well, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Now, God is not in time, right?
Right, right.
How come he made it?
Well, right. You know, let me back up there a little bit. That's a good question. Because the sun hasn't even been created yet. So, however he has done this, apparently, you know, we know that in the New Jerusalem, God himself is going to be the source of the light. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Yeah.
So he could be simply the light source right here. He's providing the light. He's dividing it from the night and the day. And you're right, I got ahead of myself there because it can't be the rotation because the sun hadn't even been created yet. So, and I, when I was looking at this, I was thinking, right, I was thinking, well, yeah, that has to be just the sunlight
I wasn't even thinking that, Pastor.
Coming from God.
That was way up. Cookies, yeah. Remember the cookies?
Yeah. But apparently then God himself is the light source, okay?
Oh, well. See, I didn't even think of that. That's not what I was thinking.
Until we have a sun, he has to be the source. There's no other source.
I was just thinking time. I'm thinking time.
Okay. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Now, this seems to indicate waters that are down on the surface of the earth, separated from waters that are above the earth, which could be clouds, just the atmosphere, so much water vapor, that sort of thing.
Mine says heavens.
Some people believe that back then there was a water canopy over the earth, and it collapsed during the flood. Other people say it wasn't, but it depends on who you read. But anyway, this firmament is a separation of these two kinds of waters. It said, then God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so, and God called the firmament heaven. Now this could be the atmosphere, or it could be, you know, God's heaven. But it would seem to be, in this case, to be the upper atmosphere, but again, it's really hard to be sure.
What line says waters of heaven? Could that be the rain?
Yeah, rains, clouds. Now, maybe not rain, because it says it's separated, you know.
Right,
some people don't think it, some people are of the opinion it didn't rain till the time of Noah's flood. And that was one reason why people didn't believe there'd ever be a flood, because they didn't know what rain was, you know. But we'll get into that, too, as we keep reading here. It says, now that was the second day. So the first day there was light and darkness. The second day there was a division of the water. So there's been there's no life yet at all, nothing.
Now does yours say anything about sky? Because that's what mine says. And God called the space sky.
No, mine doesn't say that, but I like that. I like that. Okay.
The second day. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay.
Then God said, let the waters under the heavens, this would be on the surface of the earth, be gathered together in one place and let the dry land appear. Now, many people think when they look at the continents and the way they are situated, the way they're located, that back years ago, all the land was connected. You had one big land mass and then you had water. And if you look at a map, it looks like, especially if you look at North and South America, and then you look at Europe and Africa and all those, it looks like they used to be together. It looks like a puzzle, and they've split apart. You can actually see the trenches.
Okay.
And so a lot of people think that's what happened during the flood, that the continents came apart. But at this rate, and they used to call that dry land mass Pangaea, Pangaea, I believe it is. That's a theory. So the dry land appeared, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. So you have the earth, which is the name of our planet, but also we call land earth. You know, that's the earth. So we have the earth and we have seas, and God saw that it was good. But this is not the third day yet. I mean, he just saw that it was good. Mm-hmm. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass. So this is the first time we see life. Okay, right here, the grass. Grasses are living, not in the sense that we are alive, but they are living. The herb that yields seed and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, meaning that an apple tree has apples, an orange tree has oranges, and it's always going to be that way. Whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit. So it's kind of just repeating that. Whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. So if you want to highlight grass or trees or whatever, then put third day. Then now, so far, still there's been no sun yet.
Yep.
Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Now, when you're talking about our atmosphere, I mean, you think of clouds. If you've been on a plane and you're up 5 or 6 miles up, you know, you see the clouds and all that. But here, now we're talking, he's going to be talking about outer space, right? We're going to be talking about way up there. The sun is 93 million miles away. So he says, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Okay, see, now he's going to use this now to divide the day from the night. He's going to use the sun. And let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And if you look how the earth revolves around the sun and how it changes angles, that's what causes the seasons. We know that now.
Okay.
And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. So God made the sun. Now the moon does not produce any light whatsoever. It reflects the light from the sun. Okay, it doesn't provide heat or anything. It reflects the light from the sun.
You mean when you see a big moon in the sky and it's all lit up, that's coming from the sun?
Mm-hmm. It's reflecting the sunlight.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's why you have half moons and quarter moons and all that, because it depends on what angle it is from the sun. How it reflects off there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's smart.
Then, then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And here it says he made the stars also. And then that's an amazing thing, because you have to understand who his readers are back then. They can't see, they didn't have telescopes, they can't see the vastness of the universe, but they see the stars at night. Mm-hmm. And so this speaks to them. Now we know that this verse talks about an incredible universe out there. And just to give you a sense of how large the universe is, or that we know of, is that our planet Earth is part of a very small solar system. Yeah. With our sun is actually a star. Okay, it is a type of star, rather small one actually. And there are eight planets that revolve around it. And then a ways away, there's another solar system with another star with planets around it. And over here is another solar system with another star and planets around it. You take a billion of those things and you have a galaxy. And we are in the Milky Way galaxy. And then you have billions of galaxies. Maybe more than billions, maybe trillions, maybe more than trillions. We don't know. We can't keep looking. Yes, we'll have a lot to look at, but we'll have eternity.
Yeah, exactly.
It says, God set them, meaning the stars, in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. He was busy on that fourth day. Yeah, he was busy.
Yeah.
But so far, still, we've had 4 days. We've seen no animals at all. We've seen this vegetation.
It's a coming.
Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures. There we go. We have sea creatures, number one, first thing, in the water. Mm-hmm. And let birds fly above the earth. So we have sea creatures. We have birds. And so here we have creatures living in the waters, and we have birds in the atmosphere. Across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed.
That flies in the face of evolution, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's their own kind. They don't intertwine with a bird and a snake.
Yes, and, you know, right. They stay after their kind. Very good.
Kind, yes.
And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. So he created male and female of, say, a cat. And a lot of people will say, well, how did Noah get all those animals on the ark? Well, at that time, you wouldn't have all the different breeds of cats you have today. You might have had one very large cat. And then that cat, in its DNA and its genes, are so many different possibilities that after the flood and after they were dispersed when the ark landed, these cats produced lions, tigers, leopards, jaguars, and even down to house cats. There's that much possibility in the DNA of an organism.
Same thing with a dog.
Same thing with
a wolf.
Same thing with a monkey. You had a certain type of monkey that produced all these other different kinds, and cattle and all of it. It's quite a study in dinosaurs. Yeah. Okay, so that was on. Okay, so where was I? Sea creatures. Okay. 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill the waters and the seas, and the birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So we got 5 days, and now we've got almost all the animals, pretty much all of them. Well, not yet. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so, and God made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. So these were created on the sixth day, the cattle, and probably what we're thinking here would be what we call mammals, okay? And again, so many people get the word mammal and animal mixed up. An animal is anything other than a plant that's alive. A cricket is an animal. A fish is an animal. A mammal is something that it has gives birth to its young and has fur and everything. That's why we are mammals. Human beings are mammals. So it looks like, and of course, cows and all that, they would be mammals. Then it says, then God said, let us make man in our image. Notice the words us and our. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a plural God. We're talking about the Trinity. According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So we were designed to have total rule and authority over all these animals and to care for them. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. So we have, man has an awareness of God, whereas animals more than likely do not, you know. But we have an awareness of who God is.
Would that be like his character?
Yes, yes. Now, whether physically, you know, I don't know what...
We don't know what God looks
a lot,
like.
Yeah, a lot's been written about the word image and what it actually means here.
Right.
But certainly there are similarities between us and God. Mm-hmm. It says, and then it says, God, he created him male and female, he created him. If he hadn't done that, it wouldn't have lasted very long. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So here we see God has created man, male and female. We're going to find out later the details about that. So in the first chapter, it's general stuff. And then it goes back and we see the details. And then notice this. It says, and God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Mm-hmm. This is the first mention that we even need food, right? It's the first mention of food. And so he says, these plants, this vegetation, this is what you are to eat. Plants don't feel pain. You know, they're made for us. They're made for us to enjoy. They're made for us to consume.
Well, let me ask a question before you go on.
Mm-hmm.
It said that we are to reign over the animals and stuff. So is that in a sense saying we're to take care of the animals?
Yes.
So when you see these people that, these dogs and that thing on TV that are being abused and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's terrible.
Absolutely. Is that what this is talking about?
No, it's not talking about that. It's talking about the opposite of it.
No, what I mean is
we should be.
God created these animals for us to take care of.
Yeah, if we have authority and dominion over something, then we're responsible for them.
Yeah,
you know.
People do that.
I'm just saying that this is what this is saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's talking about that we need to
take care of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. But notice here it says, every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Every tree that has a seed. No, it's not like that now. There's a lot of things we can't eat, but it was then.
Okay.
Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. So back then, animals didn't eat each other. There were no carnivores. There might have been the big cats and big dogs and other things that we know now eat meat, but they didn't then. They didn't then. All they ate was vegetation. And so there was no aggression. There was no fighting. There was no battles. There was no tearing each other up. There was none of that. Okay. And then God saw everything that he had made. And indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And I'm just going to read the first paragraph of the next one. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. We're going to stop the reading there. I've got a couple things to talk about here from this book. It's called Answers Book. It's from Answers in Genesis. Ken Ham is one of the authors. There's a little chart here that talks about the contradictions between the order of creation in the Bible and evolution, and how the order is different. In the biblical account, the earth appears before the sun and the stars. The sun and stars is the fourth day. Evolution says the stars and sun appeared before the earth. So that's just absolutely backwards. In the Bible, it says the earth was covered in water initially. Evolution says the earth was a molten blob initially. Bible says oceans were first and then dry land. We just read that. Evolution say no, dry land, then the oceans. The Bible says life was first created on the land, and evolution says life started in the oceans. Now, I don't know about that. I thought it was sea creatures were... I'm not sure about that one. Didn't we read about sea creatures being first?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that. Let's see what else. It says, the biblical account says plants created before the sun. That's true there on day three, and sun was on day four. Evolution says plants came long after the sun. Bible says land animals created after birds. That's true. Evolution says land animals existed before birds. And the last one says whale, and the Bible says whales before land animals, which is true, and land animals before whales was evolution. So
where did dinosaurs at?
Dinosaurs were part of God's creation.
What day was that?
Very large reptiles. That would have been...
That was the...
Well, you're sea creatures, so there were some dinosaurs that were sea creatures, and then...
Let's see.
Where reptiles fit in there. Might be...
Yeah.
Each according to his kind, earth, cattle, according to everything that creeps on the earth, according to his kind, and God saw that it was good.
Verse 21.
Beasts of the earth.
Sometime during the fifth day. Yeah, could be beasts of the earth, yeah.
It says so God created great sea creatures.
Mm-hmm. And you know, in the book of Job, it talks about dinosaurs. Very clearly, it talks about dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. But you hear people say they're trillion years old.
Well, not a trillion, but billion. I mean, yeah, millions of years old anyway.
Do you remember we talked about that one time? Oh, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, finish your thought.
We talked about that. We studied that one time in Bible study about the creatures, the animals that were on the ark, and how they were dinosaurs, and then they were them other ones that had the wings. What were they called?
Pterodactyls, the birds, reptiles, flying reptiles.
We studied that one time in Bible study. When we had
a lot of people think the reason dinosaurs went extinct are two reasons: that the weather, the climate was so much different after the flood that they could not handle the change. Some people say the oxygen content before the flood was very high, and after the flood it got much lower. Like right now we breathe 21% oxygen. Back then it might have been 50% before the flood. I mean, really amazing. Mm-hmm. And these dinosaurs would have had very large lungs. They need a lot of air. Mm-hmm. That could have been part of it. Mm-hmm. And then the other, I heard this one creation guy say the main reason they went extinct is because nobody wanted to live next to a dinosaur. They killed them.
Okay.
They hunted them and killed them. They,
oh,
you know, they
for
were,
true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what, and there's a lot of ancient stories about people, historical figures actually slaying dinosaurs, you know.
But it before was, the yeah. flood, there wasn't, there be, not, yeah. There wasn't no sin, so that's how come, right? Before Adam and Eve sinned.
Before Adam and Eve.
Before Adam and
not
Eve
before
sinned,
the flood,
before,
but before Adam and Eve,
yeah,
right.
Before,
right, there was no sin.
That's how come these creatures could...
That's why they didn't hurt each
they
other.
They didn't hurt each other, they
right.
weren't...
The earth hadn't been cursed yet.
Right.
Or anything, and it was after that that you started seeing all this corruption start on the earth.
When were you saying the dinosaurs were made?
With on day five, day five.
And you say how old are they? You say
6,000 years would have been day five. Not millions of years.
What?
They were created with the other animals. They were just created with the other animals. But they went extinct after the flood.
Well, then, you know, I don't think it's in the Bible where it says it, but like, one day is 1,000 years to the Lord.
It's in there. Okay. Just reading it.
But it also says 1,000 years for like one day, too.
Yeah, so then this could be a 6,000-year period. He created this on the first day. Well, that's 1,000 years.
No.
Well, there is something called the day-age theory, what you're talking about. There are people that have talked about that. But the problem is with that, it says the first day and the second day and the third day, and it also says evening and morning, or the first day and the second day.
So that sounds like 24 hours.
It is 24 hours.
Well, then how can it be 6,000 years?
Oh, it's just what it's saying there is that God is outside of time. That's all that's saying. That's all it's saying. What is a long time to us is a very short time to God. That's all that's saying.
Right.
It doesn't. Yeah, that's all that means.
So it ain't really 6,000.
No, it's just 6 days. 6 days he created, and also it's
so
not just
these people. Anybody that says these dinosaurs are even 6,000 years old, that ain't
no, right. They are 6,000.
I don't get it. Then they're days.
It took 6 days to create.
It took 6 days to create. That was 6,000 years ago.
Saying that this Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Yeah,
is what he's
6,000 years.
But it only took 6 days for God to create it.
Okay.
Exodus 20. If you go to Exodus 20,
I'm slow.
That's all right. We go to Exodus 20, verse 8.
So all this happened 6,000 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
So what did you say,
Exodus 20, verse 8.
Exodus 20, verse 8.
This shows you that it's other places, too.
Okay.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. This is in the Ten Commandments.
Right.
6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, and go so forth. And then it says in 11, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all was him, and rested the seventh day.
Where did the name of the days come from? God didn't make Monday.
No, I used to know that. I don't remember exactly where the...
I think it
comes from the Romans, I believe.
So is it like we have to keep Sunday our Sabbath?
It's not our Sabbath anyway. That's for the Jews.
Yeah.
The Jews had the Sabbath. We don't.
I believe that it's a really good idea to have one day of the week to rest. I think that's what our bodies are made to do.
Yeah.
I think that's very wise to have one day where you can rest.
Really make any difference.
And some people, that day might be Monday. It might be Thursday. It might be Sunday.
I do it 4 days a week.
Yeah.
I go to extreme on that. I do it 4 days a week.
You're bound to hit it one of those days, aren't you? You're going to get it. Okay. All right, we're going to stop there because if we'd got into two, it would be a long, long time. So let's go ahead and have prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this study. There's so many questions, and there's a lot that we still don't know, and we're just guessing, but it is a lot of fun to go over these things and to hear all the different opinions and all that. It's all good, dear Lord, and we just pray that you'll bless us and your Holy Spirit will guide us as we continue on in this study. In Jesus' name, amen.